Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited with today's topic. It's called The 5 Fatal Flaws in Business and Personal Relationships. Doesn't that just kind of smack you? It just gets that energy going. What are those 5 fatal flaws in business and personal relationships? I want to welcome you to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman, and we're here for the full hour, and we're going to push you out of your comfort zone into your power zone. So as we're talking about the 5 fatal flaws in business and personal relationships, I'd like you to ask yourself a question. I want you to guess. Guess right now what you think. Maybe what one or two of your fatal flaws are in business and personal relationships. Well, we already have a caller. Marianne, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, welcome. Rose. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So today's topic, as you heard, is the 5 fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. So do you just take a moment and think for yourself, is there a fatal flaw that you feel that you might have?
I think it's communication.
Are you ever good?
Making myself understood.
Making yourself be understood or having yourself be understood?
Having myself be understood. I find I'll say something and it doesn't quite come out correctly and I have to reformate it.
Well, part of that can be your personality too, because different personalities, sometimes our words don't come out the way they're supposed to.
But then so, I confuse people.
Well, don't feel bad about that. That's normal. You can totally change that. But you know what? She's absolutely right. One of the top fatal flaws in business and personal relationships is lack of communication. So what do you feel you're not communicating? Are we talking business or personal right now?
Personal. With my husband, my children, even friends or acquaintances.
So where have you been told that you're not communicating properly? Like, what is the similarity?
That's a difficult one. It's kind of like somebody will say, I don't quite understand. And then when I stop and think about maybe how I said it, it was kind of, I can see why they didn't, how it could be confusing. Like it's twisted. You know, like it's, I think it in my head, but by the time it gets out, it's not what I was thinking.
So do you think you're saying it too fast?
Maybe. I have a tendency to get, when I get nervous, that I ramble.
You ramble. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what's the lack of communication with your husband? What is it you'd love to say to him, but you absolutely have not communicated clearly, but you know you should?
Okay. Now, that's a hard one, because with him, as long as everything stays peaceful and runs like a stream smoothly, he's fine. But as soon as you have an issue that you need, that you feel you need to talk about, and it might be directed a little bit more at him, then he shuts down. He stomps off. He won't talk about it.
So he actually leaves the room.
Yeah, sometimes he does. Actually leaves the room, or he'll say, "It's enough. He's not talking about it."
All right, so what do you do at that time?
Then I don't talk about it. Just be quiet.
Okay, so what do you think's wrong there? If this wasn't you and your husband that you're talking about right now, and this was not your story, and it was your best girlfriend's story, what would you tell her?
Oh, I would probably go right after her and say, I do say, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for? You're communicating.
Yeah, but I have a harder time with him because it's like there's a line drawn in the sand that you don't really cross. So you just kind of like coexist.
Okay, so just a second here. How long have you been married?
Forever. 39 years.
Okay, so have you taught him that it's okay to communicate that way with you?
Do you think you've taught him? I let him get away with it like a child, right?
Okay, so you haven't guided him to ways of safety where he could say what has to be said without running, because it sounds like he doesn't want to hear anything negative that you're saying?
Right.
He doesn't want to have any fault?
Yes.
What else?
That's true. And I know then what happens if you do go there, then it would get heated. So it's best just to drop it.
Who gets heated, you or him?
Both. He gets heated first, then I get. But normally I don't get heated too much backwards because he always wins.
Why does he always win? Or why do you always give up?
He fights dirty that way. He fights with words.
Uh-oh. Okay?
And words can be hurtful. So rather than retaliate with words, I just shut down and don't say anything.
All right, are you ready? I'd like you to break a belief system because one of the fatal flaws, she's so good, she picked it out, is lack of communication. So I'd like you to repeat this for yourself. Is that okay, Marianne?
Yes, thank you.
I ask my husband to forgive me for letting him walk away from me when I want to communicate.
I forgive my husband for letting me let him
I ask my
away.
Husband.
Pardon me?
I ask my husband to forgive
me. I ask my husband
to forgive me.
To forgive me for allowing him to walk away when I'm trying to communicate.
And breathe. I forgive myself for letting my husband act like a child.
I forgive myself for allowing my husband to act like a child.
I forgive myself for teaching my husband when I want to communicate, it's okay to walk away.
I forgive myself for teaching my husband to communicate that it's okay to walk away.
I forgive myself for allowing this for 39 years.
I forgive myself for allowing this for 39 years.
I forgive myself for believing I can't forgive my husband for playing dirty.
I forgive myself for believing that I cannot forgive myself for him playing dirty.
You want to forgive your husband. Why do you need to forgive yourself? So there's a subconscious belief there because you changed your words. What do you need to forgive yourself for? Did you ever play dirty with him back?
No, not like that. Maybe in the early years, Rose. Yes, I used to fight back.
Okay, and well, that's good.
No,
what
I
happened?
Used to, but I never won. So I think that's why you give up, right? You just, we're both very strong personalities, but he's stronger. And
okay, so
I think rather than
worried.
Having conflict, you retreat, right?
Yeah, so you got worn down.
Yeah, you just kind of get numb.
Okay, so I need to ask you a question. What are you getting out of this marriage without any communication? What is the factor?
You know, there's been hard spots, but I have to say that I've decided that he's going to communicate. But there's just no, if he wants
okay,
to share,
he's going to,
he's communicate. He's going to talk to me, even if it, if it, if he gets upset.
Good. So how are you going to do that?
Yeah, because it's, you know, I love the man. I've been with him forever. But the thing is, I've gotten stronger, and with your help, I listen to your shows, and I believe in what you say, and I think it's helped me tremendously.
So how are you going to change this, though? So what's the first step you're going to take to communicate with your husband? That's different.
I've emailed them and told them, because I've been away for a bit helping my daughter, and I've emailed them and I told them, I said, it's going to start off when you come home from work, you got to give me 20 minutes of just talking about anything and everything before you go to the computer or the TV or go take a nap, right? And he's agreed. And then it's going to go to an hour, and I'm just going to make him do stuff because I think he's in a rut too.
Okay, so can I just give you a hint of advice?
I'd love it.
Maybe you could start with 5 or 10 minutes of talking and then get it up to 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll start with 5. I don't want to overwhelm him.
Because an hour for a man to communicate with his wife, oh my God.
Oh no, I thought of 20 minutes first, but maybe for the first time that's a bit much, right?
Well, it is, but eventually, you know, you said you want to get to an hour, right?
Really? You think an hour is that quite difficult for them?
It's very hard to speak with somebody for an hour unless they've had quite a few years of practice.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming you're talking about yourselves and about your relationship, or you're talking also about what's happened with the day, and you're talking about emotions, you're talking about feelings. So when you start going to those areas of emotions, what do you think will happen?
Oh no, that's gonna be like a 3-second conversation. Because that's where he backs off. Boom. As soon as you get into emotions, feelings, or anything. Now, the 5 minutes would probably be work related and I'd get a second of emotions in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. See, that's what I meant. I miscommunicated. See?
No, you were great. You're funny. You're funny. You're hilarious. You have a great sense of humor. I don't find you hard to communicate at all. So I want you to say this. I forgive myself for beating myself up that I'm such a bad communicator.
I forgive myself for beating myself up that I'm such a bad communicator.
And I forgive myself for believing that what others say about me is true.
I forgive myself for believing what others say about me is true.
And I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
Marianne, just stay on the line. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. So thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
Thank you, Rose.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We're talking about the five fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. And I have a caller on the line. Her name is Marianne. And I said to her, well, what do you think one of your major fatal flaws could be in personal relationships? And she said, communication. And she's absolutely right, because that is one of the flaws. And Marianne, are you there?
I am.
So I wanted to ask you, just reviewing about your husband, you've been married for 39 years. You don't feel that you communicate well. You used to communicate, but because you're both two very powerful personalities, what I heard you say is, I gave my power away as a woman and I let him win.
Yes, definitely. Yes, that's right.
So by you letting him win, what was the suffering that you both entailed?
Lack of communication. You drift apart when you don't talk even about even everyday things for more than 5 minutes.
So what are you going to do now? What is it that you feel you want to do for yourself? Because it's been 39 years. That's a long time. How are you going to get him to come back to you?
I don't think it's going to be that difficult, because like our children are all raised and gone. And I think in his own way, he doesn't know how, but I think he wants to. He's very receptive to things if I approach it properly.
Okay. What does that mean?
Meaning that, you know, I get him, you know, he's got a very high pressure job, right? So he comes home and he's exhausted and he's tired. I have to pick my time to really sit down and talk to him about what we want to do in the future and where we are now and where we're going. And like you said, it doesn't last very long. It lasts for about 3 minutes.
So but, you know, do you know this about a man, that when he walks through the door, do not ask him to do anything, nothing, for the first 20 to 30 minutes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know that. Yes, I've had to learn that. Yes. Yes.
So you're his teacher. You're going to be his teacher, and
somebody
you're going to teach
me,
him.
I'd have to teach him, because he's not going to teach himself.
Okay. So what's the first thing that you feel you're going to do so that you can create fabulous communication?
I'm not sure, Rose, because what will happen, I know just from myself, that I get, like I said, we're going back to the rambling. I get to where I take over, and if he doesn't say anything, then I talk way too much. And then after a while, he just doesn't listen. So I'm not sure quite how I'm going to do the approach.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little tip.
Thank you.
So what you can do, and this is for everybody, this works really well about acknowledging each other's needs, is you say to your partner, what is it that you need from me? They're going to say something. Then you continue to repeat, and what else do you need from me? And they will say something, and you just keep repeating the same thing. And what else do you need from me? And so forth and so forth. So you never, never, never interrupt them or add to what they're saying. You just listen. What is it that you need from me? They say something, you say, and what else do you need from me? And they're going to continue to say something until they say, I don't need anything else from you. And then it's going to be his turn, Marianne, to say, what do you need from me? You're going to say something. He's going to say, and what else do you need from me? And you're going to say something until you say, there's nothing else I need from you. So what's very, very important for both people is that you do not interrupt the person. You listen to their needs. Then at the end, you have to say to each other, what is your top priority need out of all the needs you gave me? Now, you have to understand, the average woman doesn't have more than 6 needs. Men yes. have a lot less.
Oh, men so, have a lot less?
A lot less. They don't need as much. You know that good old saying, a man needs a TV, a naked woman, and a beer, and he's happy.
That doesn't,
we need a lot more, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We need a lot more. So, Marianne, can you please do that little, that's only going to take less than 10 minutes for the two of you to say, what is it you need from me? That's how you start talking. Because now you know what his needs are.
Right.
Instead of you saying, I talk too much, I blow it, I beat myself up, I don't listen. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So I forgive myself for being so hard on myself.
I forgive myself for being so hard on myself.
And breathe. I forgive myself for believing that I'm always the problem.
I forgive myself for believing I am always the problem.
Where did that come from? What makes you think you're always the problem?
Oh, gosh, Rose. I don't, I guess it's just from being,
who told you
that, Rick, I mean, my husband was always in control, that he was in control, right? I guess I was always felt I didn't have, I guess I just let him take my power away.
Okay.
And that's why.
All right.
Because I used to be very, very, very confident and very, yeah, very confident. I was the oldest of quite a few kids, and so I had a lot of responsibility growing up, and I was always very confident, very outgoing, but I not gave that up, but we chose my husband's career, so I became a homemaker and traveled with him and supported his career and, you know, nurtured his career, and I was just a homemaker and raised kids and took care of the house.
So listen, I'm just a homemaker. I'm just. You're more than that. You're a beautiful woman who made a choice to nurture everybody and to give everybody what they needed. What do you need?
I don't know, Rose.
What do you need right now?
I guess, like, you're right. You just kind of, my whole life has been taking care of or doing for other people.
All right. I forgive myself for believing everybody else's needs are more important than mine.
I forgive myself for believing that everyone else's needs are more important than mine.
And breathe. I forgive myself for believing I don't count and I don't matter.
I forgive myself for believing I don't count and I don't matter.
And I forgive myself for believing that we can't work this out easily.
And I forgive myself for believing that we can't work this out easily.
I forgive my husband for not knowing how to be the man I need him to be.
I forgive my husband for not knowing that I need him to be the man he needs to be.
Now you change that. So what does that mean? What do you need him to be as a husband?
I just need him to be more supportive and to know he really loves me. You know,
okay, so that's a need. So there's a need. So now you need to tell him when you do this exercise, be very clear in how you describe this to him and say, I need this, 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 and this to show me that you really love me. He has no idea what makes you feel lovable. Tell him. I feel lovable when you do this, 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 and this. So what's one thing that makes you feel really lovable by him? I know he loves me when he what?
Just comes and gives me a hug.
What else?
If we're all dressed up to go out somewhere, I know this is probably vanity, he'll say, you know, you look really nice. Hold my hand. He won't hold my hand. He says we're too old.
Okay, so you have to reach out and hold his hand.
Yes.
Now, that's interesting beliefs that he has. So remember, we're all programmed. We're all programmed. Whatever he saw in the past in regards to his parents, that's subconsciously holding right there in his energy field.
Yes, I agree.
So you know what he went through in the past. So gently touch his hand. Hold it for 30 seconds. Let it go. It's kind of like an animal that's afraid to come to you. And there's a beautiful little cat there. And you just slowly gain that cat's trust, right?
Right.
So yes. He needs to trust that he can grasp your love and hold on to your love.
Yes.
Does that
make
sense?
I agree, Rose. Yes.
So I forgive myself for believing I can't be the teacher to my husband.
I forgive myself for believing that I can't be the teacher for my husband.
And I forgive myself for believing that I can't accept him just the way he is.
And I forgive myself for believing that I can't accept him for just the way he is.
And I ask my husband to forgive me if I talk too much.
And I ask my husband to forgive me if I talk too much. Oh, I already know that. He knows I talk too much. That just, he does it so well, he tunes me out. I can be talking to him and then change it and say, you know, I cut my arm off today, and then I put it in the fridge and it stopped bleeding. And you know, he'll go, oh, that's nice. You know, really.
Okay, so you know what to do with him. So do you know how to do the exercise?
I do. I wrote it down as well.
Okay, so this is really, really important. And for you to go to this place, you're both eventually over time. And, you know, you just don't do this once. You can do this exercise over and over again, monthly, depending what the issues are. Sometimes you might do it twice a week. It's like, what do you need from me right now?
Right.
What do you need from me right now? And it's about speaking the truth and giving him exactly what it is that he needs at that moment, or for you to be strong and say, this is what I need right now. I need a hug right now. I don't care if we're in a restaurant. I need a hug right now. I need you to touch my hand. I need you to tell me how beautiful I look in this dress. Not that this dress looks beautiful on me. No, I look beautiful in this dress. Do you get it?
Yes. Thank you.
So it's about making it really personal.
Okay.
So thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Rose, and you have a wonderful show. Thank you.
Bye, Marianne.
Bye-bye.
Now, isn't this fabulous? You know, this is about just teaching us that we can do a little exercise that won't take more than 10 minutes, less for some. What is it you need from me? That's all you need to say to your spouse. What is it that you need from me? They're going to respond. You say, and what else do you need from me? And they're going to respond. And keep asking each other back and forth the same question. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We're going to be back in just a few more minutes.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network. Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Today's topic is the five fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. So I asked our last caller, what do you think is one of your fatal flaws? And she said communication. And that is one of the five. So I would like to also, you know, add to this that if you were listening at the beginning of the show, there was another fatal flaw that Marianne had. And what that fatal flaw was, procrastination. So what she did, whether she realizes it or not, is that she procrastinated for 39 years. 39 years to be the woman she really is without giving away her power. She gave away who she was. Why? Because we've got two strong relationships. Two strong relationships, and she gave hers up because she didn't want to cause issues. All right, we have another caller on the line. Michelle, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good. Thank you for calling in on the show. So you know today's topic. So what would you like to discuss today with the five fatal flaws?
Basically, I have four children, and I'm finding that sometimes I have a lack of patience with them, and I just want to find a way to step back from the situation to be a calmer parent.
Okay, so you're saying your flaw is that I don't have patience and I have four children. I think we can go deeper and find a better flaw than that.
Sure.
If I had four kids, I wouldn't be patient either. That's just natural. How are you possibly going to have all these patients? Or are you just beating yourself up?
No, it's that I would like to have better communication with them.
Okay.
When I'm frustrated with them.
All right. So you do realize that there's four different types of personalities.
Yes.
All right. Have you got a pen and paper?
Yes.
All right. So do you have any children that are bossy and controlling?
Yes.
With that personality style, they only understand one language. For you to be strong with them, sit them down and say, this is inappropriate. Now, you have a choice. If you continue to do this, whatever this is,
yeah,
then you say, here is what's going to happen. You are going to, what would the consequence be?
Lose the story that evening when she goes to bed.
Why? That's not a good consequence. Don't do that. Don't take away a story. Take something else away.
TV for the week.
Wow, you're a tough mom. Oh, why would the TV be?
We don't watch very much TV, so it's not a gigantic punishment. That would be an hour or two. So,
a total for a week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So take something away from them that is going to hurt them the most. So that's one thing. What does that person love the most?
Would be the reading.
Okay.
Time
so then what you, but you never take away something that's educational or good.
Yeah.
All right. So what else? What else? They're going to love to go ride their bike. They're going to love a favorite program. They're going to want to go visit their friend.
Yeah.
They're going to bring somebody over. What could you take away? Now, we're just talking small things here.
Yeah.
Are you really, really strict?
Fairly, yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay, so why?
With this, the bossy child, she pushes the boundaries always. So she
okay, but she wants to be, she wants a boundary. She's waiting for you to set the boundary so she doesn't cross the line. Yeah. So that's where you can turn around and say, okay, you know what? You're not going to watch this program. You love this program for 30 minutes. If you continue this, see, give her a choice. If you continue this, you do understand you'll lose this program.
Yeah.
Do you want to lose the program, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's really important, that you set the boundary straight so that she, if she screws up, guess what? She did it to herself.
Yeah. She knows exactly now, what the choice would, the consequence will be. Yeah.
Right. So she'll know it's her choice. She'll take responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have the easygoing child, they're probably not going to give you many issues.
Yeah. I don't have any of those.
You don't have any of those children? So
they're
no easygoing kids in your household.
Pardon me?
No easygoing kids in your household.
They have their moments of easygoingness, but I wouldn't say overall they're easygoing.
Okay, so how many of them are controlling out of the four?
Just one.
Okay, and what are the other three then? Because there's easygoing, and there's the analytical thinker, and there's the talker.
I have a talker and two thinkers.
Okay, so the two thinkers are going to be upset with the girl that, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because they want peace. So do you punish the thinkers?
When they choose to do the opposite of what they were asked to do. And the punishment, again, would be the same. They lose something that they've been, you know, like a TV program or time outside that they're, you know, looking forward to, or a sleepover or something to that effect. Yeah.
Okay, so just remember this. Your daughter's angry. That is one of the flaws
mm-hmm.
with the bossy child.
Yes.
So the first flaw was lack of communication with Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
The second flaw was procrastination that she had by not communicating with her husband for 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter has anger because she needs control.
Yes.
Then when they have anger, the thing that you have to watch is for you not to get angry.
Yes, which is very tricky.
So what personality are you, Michelle?
I would say I'm analytical, but then it turns to bossy after I've thought about it, I would like it to happen right now.
So you're an analytical thinker, take control, say it like it is person?
Yes.
Or you're an analytical thinker, peacekeeper? The true you. Because a bossy person,
I would probably say peacekeeper, because I'd like to be able to say what I think, but I will fall back on away from that to keep the peace. So
right, because a bossy person is always bossy; they always take control. So this daughter of yours is really going to push your buttons.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yes. My general fallback is get someone to do what I want by convincing them that it's their idea.
But that doesn't work with everybody because,
no,
see, I'm
doesn't.
Not stupid. As a choleric, if I'm your daughter, it's like, oh, please, Mom, I learned that the first time.
Yeah.
Think of something new.
Yeah.
Right? She's going to push you. So, all right. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. Speak the language that each personality has. The controlling person needs control and boundaries. The peacekeeper needs to be talked to in a peaceful, calm way. The analytical thinker needs to know why and rationalize why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So the analytical is the talker, you were saying?
No.
Okay.
And then there's the talker. The talker is the one that talks. They love to communicate. They need to be the center of attention.
Yes.
So do you have one of those?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your biggest issue with that personality?
He won't let it go. And he, if he thinks that something is correct, he will try and talk us into it. And he's four.
Well, of course, he's going to try and be convincing. He's going to use his charm. That's normal.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And he can talk any adult into anything, which sometimes is tricky when it's not something you've already told him no. He can talk three other adults into saying yes.
Yes. So what you're going to do with him is listen to him and say, okay, honey, I understand. But the answer is no. Sometimes parents say no just to say no, and they really don't mean no. So make sure you really say what you mean.
Okay.
Say what you mean and mean what you say. That's a great line to remember with communication. Because if we don't communicate in the language that our children and everyone else understands, you know what? That causes relationships to evaporate, and you will not have a close relationship with your children.
Mm-hmm.
So go get the book Personality Plus by Florence Littauer. Personality Plus.
Yes.
And the last name is Littauer.
A-U-E-R. Okay.
Littauer.
Okay.
Okay? Thank
Super.
You so much for calling in.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye, Michelle. So we've got flaws in business and personal relationships. So what we've discovered so far is with our first caller, her flaw was lack of communication with her husband and procrastination, because she waited 39 years and she's just starting to claim her power back as far as communicating. And there's also with the last caller, with Michelle, you know, her child, her first child that she has an issue with, she wants to be able to communicate with this girl, but the girl will get angry because mommy is not speaking the language she needs, which is this: I need a boundary, I need a boundary, I need a boundary. So we've got three fatal flaws so far: anger, procrastination, lack of communication. We have another caller on the line, Peg.
Yes, hi, Dr. Rose.
Hi, Peg, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Listen, I just want to acknowledge you. We just have a few seconds here before we're going to take break, and we're going to bring you back on the line. What is it you'd like to talk about today?
I feel like no relationship or business is working out for me these days, and I'm 55 years old, and I'm still having relationship problems.
All right. So you're saying, I'm sick and tired of not having a business and personal relationship. I need to change something, right? Is this what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to bring you back, Peg. Just stay on the line. We'll be back in a few minutes to discuss the five fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. See you in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Did you know that your spirituality could actually be fun? That within yourself you have all you need to live a life of harmony and fulfillment? Join the Quantum Crew as they show you how to bring more joy and excitement in your spiritual life. Holly, Apollo, and Coulter will give you the keys to living a life rich in spirituality, love, and wonder. We are living in very exciting times. Tune in to The Quantum Crew, heard live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Our today's topic is the five fatal flaws in business and personal relationships. We have a caller on the line. Hi, Peg.
Hi, Dr. Rose.
Peg from Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What are we going to do today to help you?
Well, I like to learn how to really have a relationship. It doesn't, even with my mother. My mother wrote me a letter. She actually abandoned me while I raised my sons for 15 years alone. I come from a family of nine, and she heard through the grapevine in the neighborhood that I had cancer, and she came back one day, and I accepted her back. And 10 years later, she wrote me a letter that she didn't want me to have anything to do with her. I love too much. I want too much. I give too much. I need too much. So I'm
Oh, you can't do anything good.
Right. I'm too much.
You're too much. Yeah. You know, when somebody, I remember somebody saying that to me 30 years ago, you're too much. You know what I said, Peg? I said, maybe you're not enough.
Oh, good answer.
I don't know where those words came from. I don't know if it was nice or not nice, but it doesn't matter. It's what came out of my mouth. So when somebody says you're too much, maybe they're not enough. Maybe they don't have enough to do what they need to do for themselves.
Right.
Tell me, what was your mother like when you were growing up?
Very domineering, very...
So she was angry.
Very.
Okay, so that's one of the fatal flaws is anger. Was there any alcoholism or any drugs or anything at all in the household? Obsessiveness.
My daughter, consistently.
Okay, so that is another fatal flaw is addictions. So when people are addicted, there's no ways that you can have a great personal or business relationship with someone. So how did your mother deal with that?
She went to work and put it on my shoulders.
Okay, so she was in denial, the last fatal flaw. So I'm going to deny what I'm supposed to do and take care of, and I'm going to just pass it on to my child.
Correct.
How long did you carry that for?
The 16 years that I lived in that house.
All right. Now, your mom, what's her issue with you?
I'm too much.
You're too much. You know what, honey, when you're raised in a form of addiction in the household, in your case, alcohol, people go into la-la land. They become who they're not. And it's easier for people to keep their head in their sand and in the sand and just, you know, be in that total state of denial because they don't want to look at the faults. They don't want to look at what they've done or how they could fix things. So when a mother abandons you as an adult, have you ever asked her why?
Yeah, she just said she didn't like me.
Wow. And your mother's not an alcoholic?
I always believed she was a dry alcoholic, but she would do the same things my father did, just without the alcohol.
Ah, interesting. I'd like you to repeat this, Peg. I forgive my mother for not knowing how to be the mother I needed her to be.
I forgive my mother for not knowing how to be the mother I needed her to be.
And breathe. I forgive the little girl inside of me for believing that she'll never be good enough for her mother.
I forgive the little girl inside of me for believing that she's never going to be good enough for her mother.
I forgive myself for believing I will not have a loving relationship until my mother accepts me.
I forgive myself for believing I will not have a loving relationship until my mother accepts me.
I forgive myself for using my mother as an excuse not to have a good relationship with people.
I forgive myself for using my mother as an excuse for not having a loving relationship.
I forgive myself for believing that I can't forgive my mother for not knowing how to be a good mom.
I forgive myself for believing my mother
that I can't forgive her.
That I can't forgive her
for not knowing.
For not knowing
how to be a good mom.
How to be a good mom for me.
I forgive my mother for staying in this addictive relationship with my father.
I forgive my mother for staying in the addictive relationship with my father.
I forgive myself for believing my father loved the alcohol more than he loved me.
I forgive myself for believing that my father loved the alcohol more than he loved me.
I forgive my mother for being in denial of what was happening in our household.
I forgive my mother for being in denial of what was going on in our household.
Do you have any children, Peg?
I do. I have two adult sons, one who does live with me that is an alcoholic. He's 34.
And the other one?
And my younger one is a fighter pilot.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a very strong question. Is there any part of you that's become your mother when it comes to raising your boys?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you're not in denial about your children?
No.
All right. And you're not an alcoholic?
No.
And so your one child is an alcoholic. That could be genetic, just so you know?
I'm sure it is.
Okay. And so I would like you to say this. I forgive myself for believing I haven't been the best mother I can be.
I forgive myself for believing I haven't been the best mother I could be.
And I forgive myself for believing that I need to find fault with myself.
I forgive myself for believing I have to find fault with myself.
And I forgive my mother for abandoning me because she couldn't control me.
I forgive my mother for abandoning me because she couldn't control me.
See, it sounds like that's what she did. She wants, she's a controller. So if she can't control people, she'll just let them go. You're not going to be the only person she's done that to.
Right.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay,
well, I never looked at it like that.
Oh, sure. She wanted total control. And when people can't control you, they'll just drop you like a hot potato. So it's not that she doesn't love you, doesn't care about you. You won't let her manipulate you and take total control. Does that make any sense?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is how she learned to cope in her marriage.
Right.
This is how she learned to be who she is, which is who she's not. So I forgive myself if I've given up who I am.
I forgive myself for giving up who I am.
See, when you were a young girl, part of your mother's good communication should have been hearing what is not being said.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, as parents, we don't hear what's not being said. So, sweetheart, your mom did the best she could, even if it was lousy. They do the best they can, even if it's lousy. That's all she could do. So you can say to yourself, thank you, Mom, for teaching me what not to become. Thank you, Mom, for teaching me what not to be. Thank you, Mom, for teaching me I will never abandon my children. That's what you can say to your mother, honey.
Right.
Does that make sense, Peg?
Yes, a lot. Thank you, Dr. Rose.
Thank you very much for calling in, Peg. I appreciate it. If you need any support, please call me at rose@drrosebackman.com or email me, pardon me. My phone number, my toll-free number from the States is 1-866-298-5415 if you need any support.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Peg. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So the five fatal flaws are anger, addictions, procrastination, lack of communication, and denial. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We're going to see you next week. The secrets mainstream medicine will never reveal. We'll look forward to connecting with you then. Please remember, never give up who you are. Thanks for listening to Voice America.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.